Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
that is on tonight. I know that God definitely have a word of deliverance, because we're about deliverance. We're about, you know, spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. And with spiritual warfare comes deliverance. Hallelujah. That's the purpose behind spiritual warfare, that when we go up in spiritual warfare, we're believing that God is going to deliver us out of some things. We're believing that God is going to win the battle on our behalf. It's already won. You know, Satan is already defeated, but we must understand that Satan is here looking to see who he may devour. Hallelujah. And we come on tonight, we're going to destroy him. We're going to destroy him because he's messing with me today. You know, he tried to give me, you know, that backlash, and, you know, I was down for the count. I'm telling you, I was down. But God, he's mighty. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. And we have power over every power of Satan. So, Lord, we thank you on today for touching my body. And I just want to thank Prophetess Taquasia. You know, I had to get her to pray over me today after, you know, I delivered a message, hallelujah, delivered a word on today. And so much came out of me on today that my body was such under attack up until about maybe 15 minutes ago. So I'm to go ahead and rub some oil on you. I came home and, you know, I just laid down. You know, I had strength enough. I cooked, you know, for my husband. I did cook something simple. You know, I threw something in the oven. I laid down and I just put the word on, you know, someone ministering. And I just laid there and laid there. I even took a bath. I'm just sharing this with you because I'm letting you know that we're in a spiritual warfare, but I'm letting you know how to win. Hallelujah. Don't you know that no matter how much the enemy tried to attack and bring you down, that you have power to back Satan up off of you, up off of your body? Because what Satan was trying to do, he really was trying to get me not to do my show tonight. Because I'm saying, oh, my gosh, you know, I just feel so weak. Like, can I really do my show? So I was drinking water, and I was, I made my husband with some steak, mashed potatoes, and some broccoli. So I didn't eat the meat, but I ate the potatoes, and I ate the broccoli. And I felt, you know, some strength coming. I said, okay, I feel it. You know, but we know our strength comes from the Lord. But the Bible also so tell us to, you know, to feed this body, you know, verse here. So I didn't really eat anything either today. So I felt my energy, you know, a little bit coming. I said, okay, I'm good. I don't feel like nauseous no more. So the nauseousness went away. I'm sharing this with you because God wanted me to know it wasn't so much my natural body, but it was something going on in the spiritual realm, because my stomach and my body began to feel okay, but I just felt something else going on. Hallelujah. And so Satan, he tried to get me to shut my mouth up. He said, you're not going to dare get on this show tonight and broadcast this all over the world. He said, now he attacked me when it was just a few people today in church, and we're preaching, and we're speaking what saith the Lord. But he really didn't want me to do on tonight is to get on here. Hallelujah. Because I'm ready for him. I'm ready for him on today. Because he's trying to touch my family. He's trying to touch my body. He's trying to touch, you know, my members. Hallelujah. You know, he's talking about my church family. Hallelujah. I ain't talking about my members, you know, because, you know, to me that's a little like little churchy. But it's my church family. Come on. We connected. This is my brothers and my sisters in the Lord. These are people that God has connected to me spiritually. And see, when the enemy try to come up against them, we all gonna fight, and we will jump you in a minute. You know how your family, you know, one getting a fight, we all getting a fight. Satan, we all coming after you, because see, that's how Satan fights. Satan is dirty. He dirty. He gonna jump on you. That's why a lot of times, when you're going through spiritual warfare, it's coming from more than one person. It's coming from more than one direction, because Satan is he's a punk, and you know he want to jump you. But see, we got power over every power of Satan, even just you by yourself. See, if you got the Holy Ghost in you, you got power over Satan. You may be in a predicament where you can't call nobody. Well, you can't call no saints, and you're facing Satan just like how Elijah would face him. Elijah had fought them false prophets by himself. This is what God is saying. So he want to teach us spiritual warfare, spiritual battle. That's what he want to do. And I was listening to the show earlier, Pastor Taquasia. You know, she was exposing Satan for who he was. She was letting you know. She was letting you know the truth on tonight. She wasn't holding back, just crying loud and spare not by saying, take your hands off of it. So, you know, take heed to the prophetess on tonight, because you know what she's talking about. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. So we just going to pray, you know, before we even get started on tonight, that, God, you take the will, that your Holy Ghost rise up and speak, because your Bible said that you would give me what to say at the appointed hour, oh, God. You know exactly what they need to hear, oh, God. You know who will be listening, who is listening, God, because you're all-knowing, God. You're Almighty God. You're God that is everywhere, all seeing God. And so, God, I just ask you right now, oh God, to touch everyone that's on this line, God. Everyone that hears my voice on tonight, God, that they hear you, God. That they really hear your voice, oh God. And they won't see me. They won't, even if they know me personally, that they hear you and know that it comes from God and that I'm just a vessel being used, oh God. So pour oil on me right now, oh God. Set me on fire with the oil right now, Holy Ghost fire, even right now, oh God, that people may be set free through your word, oh God. Touch this body of mine, oh God. Yes, it must submit under the power of the Holy Ghost on today. It must line up right now. It must function the way that it's supposed to function in the mighty name of Jesus, that your will shall be done in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh God. Set the captives free on tonight, God. Blow on us on tonight, oh God. Blow on the fire on tonight. Spread the fire, hallelujah, on tonight like a forest fire. Let it spread all over this world, oh God. Pour your spirit out, oh God, on us on tonight. Fill us with your spirit, oh God. Open up the heavens, oh God. Pour out wisdom on today. Renew our minds. Let this mind be in us that is also in Christ Jesus. Touch our heart on tonight, oh God. Change us, oh God. Transform us, oh God. Wash us in the blood, oh God. Make us more like you, oh God. We want to be more like you, oh God. Free us, oh God. Free us from bondage, oh God. Free us, whatever is holding us back, oh God, from having a relationship with you, oh God. Lord, you free us from that thing, oh God. You loose the shackles, oh God. You loose the chains, oh God. You open up the prison gates on tonight, oh God, that our young men may be set free in the spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we break the curse over our men on tonight. We lift them up to you on tonight. We lift our mothers up to you on tonight, oh God, that you would be the God in their life, oh God, that you would be the one that pour into them, oh Father God. Lord, we just pray, oh God, for repentance, oh God, for everyone that need to be repented of, God, of their heart and their heart, oh God. Give them a repentant heart on tonight, oh God. Send your conviction, oh God, not condemn them, oh God, but the conviction that make them want to change, God. Conviction make us want to change, God. Conviction make us say sorry, God. And we say sorry to you on tonight for everything that we did that was not like God, everything that we said that was not God. Lord, we come to you humble on tonight, God. We're pouring ourselves out, God, that you may fill us up, oh God. Yes, Lord. Whoever have the ears to hear, let them hear on tonight, God. Let them not be confused on tonight, for you are not the author of confusion, oh God. So we release your Holy Ghost, oh God, on tonight, oh God. That is a teacher. It would teach us and lead us to all truth, God. Lead us to all truth on tonight, God. Lead us through your word, oh God. Put us in remembrance, hallelujah, of your word. Everything you spoke to us, oh God, bring it back. Bring it back to my memory, oh God. Bring it back to the surface, oh God. Pluck it up, oh God, that it may produce a harvest, oh God. Yes, God, let the seeds grow within us, oh God. Yes, let us mature in the things of God. Yes, Lord, let us no longer be a child, but let us grow into mature adults, equipped ready for battle, oh God. We're ready for battle on tonight. We're standing flat-footed on tonight against you, Satan. We come declaring war in the name of Jesus. We come armored up. We come with our sword, which is the word of God. This is why this is called the word, because we're coming. We're coming to defeat and destroy the works of Satan in the name of Jesus. For Jesus said, I come to destroy the works of Satan. That's why he came, hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost that he's given us on tonight, we're going to crush Satan in the name of Jesus. In the spiritual realm, we're fighting in the spirit. For our weapons are not carnal, hallelujah, but mighty. Our weapons are spiritual weapons, hallelujah. We're coming and we're treading on serpents and scorpions in the name of Jesus. Our families are going to be delivered. Our loved ones are going to be delivered in the name of Jesus. The witch won't touch our loved ones. The curse is broken over our loved ones in the name of Jesus. We send the blood right now. We send the angels right now to fight on our very behalf. They're fighting. They're fighting. They're fighting. They're fighting with the fire of God. They're fighting with the sword of God, and you can't touch us. In the name of Jesus, for we're covered in the hedge. A protection is all around us on tonight. Satan, you are a defeated foe on tonight, for the fire of God is against you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, on tonight for being with us. You said we're two or three gathered in your name, for you are right here in the midst. And I believe that you're here with us. You said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You're here with us, oh God. You travel with us, oh God. Yes, God. When we're sleeping, guess what? You're there with us. That's why we're able to have sweet sleep. I demand and decree that you have sweet sleep in the name of Jesus. Hey, I feel my help. You shall sleep. You shall have peace, the peace of the Lord. Be with them on tonight, God. Yes, release your peace, oh God, in the atmosphere. Oh God, release your peace. Let their spirit be at ease. We come against anxiety in the name of Jesus. We come against worrying. We come against depression in the name of Jesus. Lord, you do it, oh God. Lay your hands upon them right now, oh God. Yes, God, because trouble don't last always, but joy shall come in the morning. But that weeping don't come. Weeping don't last always, but joy come in the morning. But I hear God, and the Bible says trouble don't last always either. And I'm here to let you know that God said, I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to bring you out as God. But you got to hold on to God. You got to hold on to God. I'm going to show you in the word. I'm going to show you in the word that we hold on to the word. That's why I'm going to come out of the word tonight. I'm going to be reading some scriptures. And we're, you know, my ministry is just what it is, spiritual warfare. We're coming against the works of Satan. You know, people say, oh, why are they always teaching and preaching on the same? Because, because we can, because the Spirit lead us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit direct us. Come on, Jesus. He had one message. Come on, John the Baptist had one message. Repent, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Moses, one message. Come on. Come on, repent. Turn, loose God's children. One message, Noah. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, the flood is coming. The flood is coming. Hallelujah. Yeah, we come to declare the works of God. We come to operate in the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord, I thank you on tonight. And don't you know that Satan has come in disguise as a light? He used to be an angel. See, Satan is fooling some of us because he acting all sweet, acting all innocent, but really coming to devour you. And God's going to open up your eyes and give us this discernment, because the Bible is about how, you know, sneaky the serpent was. Come on. When Satan got into that serpent started talking to Eve, and, you know, with that cunning spirit that Satan had and conniving spirit and convinced Eve that what God said was not true. Do you know that Satan is still convincing people that God's word is not true? Still trying to debate the word. There's people that debate God's word. That's Satan trying to convince you to second guess God's word. We ain't here to debate God's word, but we are ready to give an answer, and you can reject it if you want. But don't trust Satan. Come on. And how would you know Satan? By his fruits? Because inwardly, it's terrible. Them fruits is terrible. Don't have the fruits of God, but have the fruits of Satan. No matter what they may look like on the outside, no matter what they may appear on the outside, go ahead and trigger them and see. Go ahead and push them into a corner and see. Won't them fruits begin to produce? You begin to see them fruits. Don't let somebody get mad at you. You'll see that hate, that hate. Man, they be ready to kill you. They be ready to murder you. You don't even know what you're like, wait a minute, I thought you loved me, though. I thought you loved me. That's what the Bible said is, you know, it's the ones that's close to you. See, he said we wouldn't have a problem if the attacks was coming from a stranger, but it's coming from within. It's coming. See, Judas was close to Jesus. He had to be close to Jesus for Jesus to give him the money and trust him to go out and deal with the money and buy things and all of this. I say that he was probably closer than Peter. He said, you know, he called him a friend. He called Judas a friend. Even he knew that Judas was going to betray them. Now, Peter denied him, but I can't say he betrayed him, so. He denied him because he was scared. He denied him because he didn't know what was going on. But them same apostles went out, and they died, though, for the gospel. They was persecuted for the gospel. Will we be persecuted for the gospel? Yeah, I was persecuted today for the gospel. Satan was mad. And 15, 20 minutes before my show, I got a phone call that put me on my feet and I'm ready for war. Because I said earlier today, I told Satan, don't touch my family. I told Satan, don't touch my children. I told Satan, don't touch anything that is connected to me, or it would be on, and it's on tonight. Satan, I'm going to destroy everything that you thought you was about to do. I'm about to crush your head and everything that is attached to you. I'm coming after you and your whole kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Shaykhid, I feel my help. I told him, I warned him. See, one thing about God, God would give him a warning. God warned the wicked. I told him to leave my family alone. I told him to leave my loved ones alone. But now I got to go to my sword, and I got to start swinging the sword, because I'm a Satan. I'm going to chop your head off on tonight. I'm going to bury you alive on tonight. It is going down on tonight. Power and authority to destroy you. For I come to destroy the works of Satan. I come to destroy the witchcraft, hallelujah, that is coming against my family and your family. I'm coming against the witch and the warlock who dare to build an altar against my house and against your house. We're coming and we're crushing and we're smashing altars on tonight in the spiritual realm. I'm not done yet.
Shikie. So you thought I was done. You thought you had me down for the, I don't feel nothing but the Holy Ghost right now. My body has been touched by God. Hallelujah. I don't even feel sick no more. I feel powered, empowered by the Holy Ghost on tonight. And I'm here on tonight in the spirit, not in the flesh, but I'm in the spirit on tonight with my sword on tonight. And we're about to go into spiritual warfare. So if Satan have touched you, touched your family, or even came nigh your house, lift your voice up on tonight. Pray in the spirit on tonight. Back him up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to get into the scriptures because I feel my help, and my help is coming from the Lord. He should have never touched my people. You should have never, I warned you. 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 I warned you several times to back up. And I don't know why they keep messing with me and mine and the people of God. Don't you understand? Not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. No matter how bad we tear him up, they're going to come back. All they're going to do is get mad. Remember Saul, he got more vexed and more vexed with David. More vexed. Every time God's hand was on David, Saul was getting vexed. That's how the spirit is. Every time God lay his hand on us, every time God bless your family and do something good for your family, Satan gets vexed. And he want to come and start messing with your loved ones, you know, and those that's not, you know, saved, you know, they may, you know, say they saved and think they saved, but, they, you know, they may not be that saved. They may be saved, but they may not have the Holy Ghost. How about that? They may not be equipped to fight. They may not be armored up. That's why God got us. Yeah, that's why God raised me up. That's why God raised you up. So we're going to fight. Hallelujah. That's why he raises apostles up, and he sent them out to destroy the works of Satan. And we're coming against every demonic stronghold on tonight. Every demonic altar on tonight is coming down in the name of Jesus. We're kicking over idols. We're crushing idols in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we call in our God who answer by fire. He going to answer by fire on tonight. I dare you to call your God, and let's see who going to answer. Hallelujah, because my God, he answered by fire. He come and destroy everything that's not like God, everything that's coming against his people. He said, I'm going to destroy it with the fire, saith the Lord. Yes, God, we armored up on tonight. We ready on tonight. You can't tell me that my God is not real because I was just laying down, couldn't even get up. Now I'm sitting on the side of my bed. Can I testify for a minute? I'm in my prayer closet. Hallelujah. I'm in the prayer room right now, and I'm filled up. Hallelujah. I'm ready. I'm hyped. You ever been hyped, you know, before you went into a fight? I used to be a fighter before, you know, I got really delivered. Hallelujah. And you like hyping. You ready? That's how I am right now in the spirit. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm armored up. And that's what the Bible said. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand against the devil. But you can take a, you know, because he's scheming against you. He's scheming and he's plotting. So that's why I got to be armored up. I can't afford not to be armored up. I can't afford not to have my armor on. You can't afford not to have your armor on because we're not wrestling with flesh and blood on tonight. Our enemy don't have flesh or blood on tonight, but these are spirits that we are fighting with. These are spirits that we're dealing with. He said, for we are not struggling against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Come on. This is what God is saying. So while we fighting one another, the spirit is sitting back looking and laughing. I'm not coming after the people. I'm coming after that spirit on tonight. Let me get into the scriptures. Ephesians 6 and 13, therefore put on the full armor of God, like we were just talking about, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. and after you have done everything to stand. So you stand in your ground. Come out the NIV version. I usually come out the King James, but this is just what it is tonight. Hallelujah. This is what. But I tell you, hallelujah. So we have to put on the full armor. If we don't, if we're not armored up, we're going to get tore up. We're going to get tore. You better not stand against Satan with no armor. You better have a seat. You better have a seat because, see, Jesus didn't send them out without the Holy Ghost. Jesus did not send them out unequipped without the Holy Ghost. He said, go nowhere until you get him. He said, don't go nowhere until you get empowered by the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you will prosper, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. He said, this is the heritage of the servants of God. Come on. And this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. The word of God. So no weapon formed against you shall prevail. In every tongue that raised up against you, you shall condemn. This is the key, because I just got the King James Version in me. That's the King James Version say. God is going to do it. No weapon formed against you. So even though Satan, he formed some weapons against me today, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. We come against it in the name of Jesus because the Bible says so. So I'm swinging my sword, and I'm reminding God of his word concerning me when he said no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Submit yourself. Then come on to God. Resist the devil and he shall flee. We have to submit ourselves to God. We got to submit ourselves to God. Many people don't want to submit because they think that, you know, God was talking to me earlier about, you know, submission. And I offered a lot of people, like, you know, we just need to all come together, you know, to join together. But God said, no, because they don't want to submit under your leadership. But we submitting under God's leadership. We all one body. But in their mind, you know, oh, I'm the pastor. I want to be. They stuck in title. I'm trying to get work done. I got a mission to accomplish. And they worrying about titles, so they don't want to connect because they, oh, I can't be the senior pastor. No, I want to be the senior. But God ain't called you to be the senior pastor. God got another work for you to do that's mighty. You can stand under the ground to be a senior pastor or the tax of the being a senior pastor. And God is saying, he spoke to me today. He said, they don't want to submit under the will of God. That's submitting under the will of God. If God told you to link up, that's what he means. If you're in disobedience to God because you're so hooked on a title and you want to know what your title going to be, what your position is going to be, and because your position is not going to be the pastor, you know, and you crazy because guess what? The highest position in the church is not even the pastor. The highest position is what? The prophet. The apostle, I mean, come on. The prophets and the apostles. Read your word. Read your word. Come on, be not deceived. It say, Luke 1:37, it say, for no word from God will ever fail. Man, that right there alone, we can shut it down. We can shut it down. This right here, he said, no word that come out of my mouth shall return to me void. It shall go out and perform everything that I said it shall perform. And on tonight, I said, Satan, you are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Your works are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Luke 10:19. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nothing. He said, by no means shall anything hurt you. That's King James. that I've given you the power to trample over snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And by no means, this is the word. And so right here he just said, for no word from God will ever fail. And he's sitting here and told you right here, I've given you power. Through what the power of the Holy Ghost. You can take authority in your house and get Satan. Satan, you got to go in the name of Jesus. You have no power. You have no power. You have no authority. When you call on Jesus, he is the highest authority. There's no name greater than the name of Jesus. Don't you know they're shaking? And I understand, you know, it's Jesus mentioned different ways, but they know who you're talking about. Satan know all of the names of God, and he's scared of every last one of them. No matter how you say it, he's scared. And he's shaking in his boots. You want to know how I know? Call on the name of Jesus, they flee. When I call on the name of Jesus, they got to back up off of me and my family in the name of Jesus, for the blood is against them. Come on now. The blood. Jesus. That's all we need, the word. The blood, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the fire. The anointing of God. These are things that is essential to our life. Prayer, fasting. These things is essential. This is us being armored up, huh? This is us being spiritually equipped. Knowing how to pray, knowing how to fast. He said, "For these only come out by fasting and praying." Knowing how to submit, knowing how to be in the will of God, knowing how to bring a separation between what is good and what is wicked, what is righteous and what is wicked, what is evil and what is good. And that's one thing Pastor Quasia was hitting on. We got to know some people was doing witchcraft because they was born in it. They burning candles because their grandma burnt candles. They doing voodoo because their ancestors did voodoo. They're speaking, and the Bible said that we're not supposed to communicate with those that is no longer here. But we don't know that because we've been doing it for generations. And we have not been speaking concerning it, but we got to say what the Bible say. We got to say what the Bible say. We got to teach what the Bible say. We got to speak what the Bible say. We can't speak what we want. You know, people come up with some good little sayings, you know, a little motivational speaking. And sometimes it sounds good. It make you feel good. But it's not the word of God, and it's not going to bring us out. It said your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking to see who it may devour. And that's, again, I just got the King James Version in me, but this is what this actually say, the NIV. It said, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. He's looking. That's like when God asked Satan, where have you been? Where do you come from? He said, I've been going up and down, across and all over, you know, the earth to see who I may devour. He said, I'm looking. I'm going up and down, back and forth, looking. And God said, have you considered my son, my servant Job? I mean, have you considered my servant? God, and so because Satan, he's the accuser of the brethren. So, you know, you think you all that in God. You think you all that. Don't let God say, have you considered my servant Thea? Oh, Lord Jesus. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to deny God even though you're going through for his name's sake? That you're being tested? Will you deny him in the midst of your trouble? Are we really as tough as we claim to be? Quoting these scriptures, saying how big and bad we are and able to beat the devil and this and that, but as soon as the devil come, we running. We hiding. No, but we got to fight Satan. Because Satan sure enough fighting us. He was fighting me after that message today. Oh, he came. He was coming. But I came, I'm coming right back. I'm going to get my strength back. I'm going to get my power back. I'm going to get my virtue back. I laid there. I knew what to do. I'm going to lay and I'm going to bask in the word of God. I'm going to lay here until I get my strength back. I'm going to pray until I get my strength back. God is amazing. God is amazing. Now, I'm going to feel when I hang up and I lay back down and, you know, whatever it may be. But I'm claiming my healing. I'm claiming that it is all good. You know, Satan probably going to come. He's going to come again. I'm telling you. Because I'm on his neck. He don't even know. Worse than I was earlier today because he want to play games. He want to play with me. He want to play. He want war. We going to have war, Satan. We will have war. I don't know why you think you can battle with us. Because the Bible said no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper, and I have power over you. Psalms 84:11, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk in blameless. He's not holding no good thing from those that love him. He's not holding no good thing from you. Romans 8:37. No, in all things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who love us. And this version is saying, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. But that's not what the King James Version say. You always want to know the King James. Know the King James. 1 John 5:4-5. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I like how that breaks that down because it breaks it down so that you can even get a little bit more clarity on it if you didn't understand that King James Version, because this is accurate. He said only the ones who believe in Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's who shall overcome. Who's going to be the overcomer? 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. So we don't fight how the world fights. So we don't wage war like the world. We're not going to fight you with our hands. We're not coming with our pistol. None of that. None of that kills Satan. He don't care about none of that. Matter of fact, he wants you to get the pistol and start shooting each other. He wants you to wage war in the flesh because that's when he knows that he have you. He said the weapons we fight with are not weapons of this world. On the contrary. So our weapons are not carnal. That's what the King James Version say. For our weapons are not carnal. He said they are divine in power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So take captive your thought to make it obedient to Christ. But he's saying here, our weapons that we're fighting with are powerful, and they demolish strongholds. You know what demolish means? Come on now. So Satan, we're going to demolish you. We're demolishing every stronghold over our life, over our children's life, over our church, everything that's connected to us on tonight. We demolish your stronghold. Everyone that's hearing us on tonight, we're demolishing strongholds on today. because we wage in war in the spirit realm. And our weapons that we have is not weapons of this world, but they're spiritual weapons. They're heavenly weapons. Come on now. 15 to 20. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Come on now. And again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by the Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, come on. This is the word of God. There I am with them. Now, this is powerful, too. You know, and I live by this. I know this to be true. So whatever we bind on earth will be bound, will be loosed in heaven. We'll be bound in heaven, I mean. And whatever we loose on earth will be bound in, come on. This is what the Bible say. And then this is the part that I like. He said, if y'all come in agreement, that's why it's so important to come into agreement. I'm glad I got a prayer partner. God ain't, you know, send me by myself. But he said, again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything, he said here on earth, anything that you ask, it shall be done. We're putting that to the test. Ain't that right, Pastor Tyquan? We're putting that to the test all the time, every time we come together in prayer, because we already know that what we ask for in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. Victory, victory, victory belongs to us. I just, victory, victory. Hallelujah. Psalms 91. Now you got the whole, almost the whole Psalms 91. It said, whosoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High God will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the viler snares and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. He said, you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys the midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 by your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you, nigh your dwelling. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your feet against the stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent, because he loves me, say the Lord. I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledged my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. We can end the show right there. No, I'm just kidding. We're almost done. Huh? Isn't that, I love it. This is like one of my favorite, you know, verses. I feel secure. He said, look, I'm going to deliver them. He said, you dwell, we got to dwell, come on, in the secret place of the Most High God. For he is our refuge. He's our refuge, he said. He's going to surely save us from the fowls and the snares and the pestilence. This is what he said. He said, he's covering us. He said, fear not. Fear not of the terror. nor the arrows that's coming your way, nor the plagues that's coming to destroy. He said, you're going to see them fall. You're going to see them, but you're not going to fall. God has given the angels charge over you. And as I was reading it, all I kept seeing was the vision that God gave me. And he keep on reminding me of the vision that you are protected. The angels are taking charge. He keep reminding me that the angels have been dispatched to take charge over you, and your feet will not dash, hallelujah, the stone. That's what Satan told Jesus. Didn't the Bible say that, you know, the angels would not allow you to dash your feet upon the stone? And it's right here. He said, thou will lift up in their hands, some of the angels, so that you will not strike your feet against the stone. So that's what Satan said to Jesus in the wilderness. Yeah? And Jesus came right back with the word of God. But I'm here to tell you, Satan, he know the word. But you better know yours too. You don't got to tempt God. We don't have to put God to the test. God is a mighty God. He's mighty. I would read this like every day. He said, look, you just going to see you're going to see me punish the wicked. You're going to see it with your eyes. I'm going to save you. I'm going to cover you covered in the blood, but the wicked, I'm going to deal with them for speaking against you. I'm going to deal with them for coming and attacking your loved one. I'm going to do it. I'm going to redeem you. Because judgment shall come to those that are wicked. So we don't have to worry about that. Those that rose up against you and did you wrong. Judgment is coming, and it's a day, it's called Judgment Day too. See, we think they're getting away. They think they're getting away with something, but you're not getting away with anything, God said. The wicked is not getting away with nothing. The witches and the warlocks, they're not getting away with anything. They're wicked. These are wicked people. We got to come as the spirit that is in them. It's nothing good about a witch. I don't care. It's nothing good about a warlock. They're destroying God's people. They're destroying creation. They've been deceived, and we pray that they turn because God do warn them. And we're warning you on tonight to turn. We're warning you to take your hands off of God's people. Because, you know, the angels, I'm telling you, the angels is on it. The angels is on it. The Holy Ghost is on it. We anointed for this. We made for this. We built for this. We created for this. We know who we are now. We're armored up. We're not going into the battlefield unarmored anymore. Our helmet of salvation is on. Our breastplate of righteousness is on. We have our sword. We're ready for war. We're ready for war against the demonic kingdom. It got to come down. In Jesus' name, we cannot stand here and allow Satan to run havoc on this earth. When God said, I've given you the power, and I'm sending you the power to destroy the works of Satan, when he said, I'm sending you out there to cast out demons, heal the sick, destroy the works of Satan. That's what we was created to do. So we're not going to lay down here and die and act like, you know, no, we're not going to lay down and die in the spirit realm and allow Satan to destroy our family and allow Satan to mess with our children. Don't mess with my children. And see, we quick to, you know, ready to fight somebody in the natural if they say something to your child, but you ready to destroy Satan for touching your child? I'm ready to destroy Satan. But we want to fight in the natural. Don't say nothing to my kid. Don't discipline my kid, but as soon as Satan, if you, man, look, you better fight. You better fight for your child. Come up, because it's really Satan. It's not that person. Oh, that person, you just don't like my kid. No, it's Satan don't like your kid. And they's using people to raise up against your child. It's Satan. So we come against that spirit, that unclean spirit, that demonic spirit. Yeah, we come against tormenting spirits in the name of Jesus. Creepy spirits, and the serpent spirits, scorpion spirits, Leviathan spirits, palities and powers in high places. You come against it with the fire of God in the name of Jesus. See, they got to flee when we start talking like that. He got to back up when you start talking like that. We start talking about the blood. In the fire, God, they get scared. They just, Jesus, would you come to torment me before my time? Yeah, I come to torment you. And it is your time to go in Jesus' name. See, them demons thought before Jesus came on earth that they was going to run havoc. They thought they was like to the end. Oh, they thought they had free reign. They didn't know Jesus was coming. They said, oh, wait a minute, I know you. I know who you are. The demons know, and they shake, and they tremble. The Bible say that. Demons know, and they shaking right now, and they trembling right now when you call on Jesus. When Jesus show up on the scene, oh, they ready. To, I'm telling you, they want to disguise themselves. They want to act like, oh, I believe in God, too. I love God, too. I pray to God. You ain't praying to God. You don't love no God. You don't love my Father, because you over there trying to destroy his people. You destroying people. You acting wicked, but as soon as he show up on scene, you know how it is. People trying to destroy you, but as soon as, you know, you see him in person, it's a whole nother thing, because them demons was like, oh, no, Jesus, you know, please suffer me, suffer us to go into the pigs. They were begging Jesus. Matter of fact, they asked him. They asked him permission, because, see, they had to submit under the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. That's proof right there. He said, go ahead, and I'm still, you're still going to destroy yourself. They still were destroyed in the pit. I tell you, God's word is powerful. It's as sharp as a two-edged sword. Use the word of God. Know the word of God. Get in it. Read it every day. And I can't say I read the whole Bible. I sure tried, you know, many a time to read it from the front to the back, you know. But I'm always reading. I'm always in there. Know your word. Know your word. Be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, because it's going to lead you to where you need to go in the word of God. Read them stories in the Bible. They're there for a reason. Read the word. Pray before you get into the word and say, God, open up my spiritual eyes, God. Let me see as you would want me to see. Because, see, without God's spirit, the Bible can be very confusing. It can be very confusing. And God said, I'm not the author of confusion. So ask them to open up your spiritual eyes. And I'm asking and praying that God open up your spiritual eyes, that when you read the Bible, there's something a click in your fire, I mean in your spirit, that it would catch on fire, like your eyes would really see, like, oh my gosh, I pray that God reveal the truth to you, those that are seeking. We're praying and we're fasting on your behalf, Yes, we are. We're not just fasting. You know, for us, it's not a personal fast. You know, sometimes it is. You know, we're doing something for our spirit. Because when you fast, you are fasting for yourself, too. Get your spirit, man, get stronger. You get closer, you know, to God. It's a time where you really, you know, be in relationship with God, be in God's face and seeking. It's not just about turning down our plate. It's not just us, you know, just not eating. We're going to call that a diet if you do that. Your spirit is not going to get fed if you just turn down food and you never read the word of God or never listen to worship or, you know, seek God or be in his presence while you're fasting. So we want to be fed spiritual while we're fasting. Some of us need to eat. Some of us is starving spiritually because we're not eating spiritually. I got to feed myself spiritually. I do. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to be fed. I got to be fed. And because, you know, growing up, we got to feed ourselves. We're not babies no more. Sometimes you got to feed yourself. And sometimes I'm looking for somebody else to cook. Some, you know, sometimes you don't want to cook, but you still want it to be good food, though. You can't eat off of anybody's plate. You just can't. Well, I'm so excited I found somebody that I can listen to. And I've been listening and listening and listening. A couple of times I'm like, oh, God, checking my spirit. But God said, no, keep listening. Feed your spirit. Sharpen your spirit. On sharpen iron. God is mighty, and I made it through the hour. When I first got on here, I said, okay, well, you know, I'm probably only make it a half an hour, but I'm going to do something. I'm going to get on this network, and I'm going to be obedient to God. And I tell you, I promise you, I'm not telling you no lie. I do not feel how I felt before the show. That's how I know it was spiritual. That's how I know Satan is a liar. That's how I know that he is defeated. He is a defeated foe. And God said, go ahead. I bet she's still going to do the show. No matter how, you know, her body feel, she's still going to do the show. As soon as I start doing the show, lift it, bam. Bam. But it's a spiritual warfare. So sometimes you be feeling a certain way, and it's really spiritual. It's like Pastor Todd Clayton was talking about earlier, about, you know, the earache and, you know, just certain things that may be going on with you, and it's not even natural. It's spiritual, and it's manifesting in the natural. And as soon as you deal with it in the spirit, it's gone. Poof, be gone in the name of Jesus. And spirit of infirmity, all in your body, got you feeling all crazy in your body, sickness and disease. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Y'all be at peace. Be at peace. Be at peace, God said. Rest in God. Rest in God. He's calling you. He's tugging on the heartstrings of people. He said, look, I'm tugging on your heart because I love you. I love you. God said, look, I love you so much, more than you can imagine. I love you more than you love me. I love you. This is what God is saying. He's saying, I love you, and guess what? I forgive you. I forgive you for everything you've done. Come on, he said, I forgive you. He said, my son is making intercession for you. My son died on the cross for you. And for that, I forgive you. For that, I receive you. You receive my son, but you got to receive my son, though. If you reject my son, then I got to reject you. If you reject Jesus, and it's just that simple. See, that's where, see, now that's a fight now. I feel to hear the devil. What do you mean? You know, it's, man, people, they hate Jesus. They hate Jesus. They hate when you start talking about Jesus. They can kind of rock with you when you, you know, just talk about God. But don't talk about Jesus. Don't say that he's the way and he's the only way. Oh, you've been, they said, we've been deceived. We've been deceived. Nah, Satan deceived you not to believe in Jesus. Satan deceived you not to understand who Jesus is, that he is the sacrificial lamb for you and me, for our sins to be forgiven. And our sins can only be forgiven through Christ Jesus. So who's deceived? Who is deceived? When the Bible said there is no other way up, we don't all believe in the Bible. Oh, we say that the Bible was you know, tampered with, and but the Spirit of God ain't tampered with. We can't tamper with the Spirit of God, and God can reserve his book. But the Spirit of God is what revealed this. The Spirit of God revealed who Jesus was. Just like he asked the disciples, who do they say I am? And they start saying, you this, you that. But then he said, who do you say that I am? And then Peter said, you are the Christ. And he told Peter, only the Holy Ghost could have revealed that to you. So only the Holy Ghost and through God's Spirit can really reveal to you who Christ is. But you have to receive him into your heart on today and not reject him. Don't reject him anymore. Know who he is. He is the way, and there is no other way. There is no other way but through Christ Jesus. He loved you so that he gave up the ghost for you. And I am done on tonight. Pastor Dorothea Patterson, thank you for tuning in to The Word on NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio Network. We appreciate you. We'll be back next Wednesday at 9 o'clock for our Bible study. And then on Friday night at 9 o'clock, we also have our Kingdom Warrior Prayer on Friday, because I call them Kingdom Warriors, because we're warriors in the spirit. We warriors. We ain't playing with. We don't got time to play. I don't have time to be playing church. This is real. This is life and death. Like, you know, playing church will get you killed. Playing church will get you messed up. I'm telling you, don't play. Either you're going to be in or out. If you lukewarm, God said, I'm going to spew you out. I don't got time to play with Satan. I don't have time to play with him. Because he's seeking to see who he may devour. So don't play with Satan. This is nothing to play with, and I'm not playing with him. I'm not playing with him. He has to go. He has to loose everything that is of God. He has to back up in the name of Jesus. I'm about to start all over again, but I'm about to go. I tell you, I thank you, Jesus. But meet us back here next Wednesday. Hallelujah. Send your prayer requests. Hallelujah. On Fridays. If you, you know, you want us to pray about anything in particular, you know, and we're praying, we're interceding for whoever's listening and whoever's, you know, because we don't know exactly, you know, who's listening and, you know, none of that. You know, I don't know. This is an international broadcast where people is listening all over, you know, the world. So it's international. So we don't know who ears this is going to fall upon. But guess who knows? God knows. God knows who. He knows the future. He knows the future. We don't got to go to no fortune teller or none of that. God revealed to us what he needs. I don't need no fortune teller. I got God. Hallelujah. I got the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson. God bless. Just know that God loves you so much. And we love you, too. We love you, too. That's why we're on here. That's why I mustered. I said, Lord, I got to get on there because somebody is going to be on there. Somebody needs to hear this word, and I cannot lay here. I know somebody needs to hear your word. Somebody needs to hear your truth. And if I don't get up from here, God, somebody going to miss it. And I kept feeling, I'm going to feel bad, God. I can't cancel the show. I can't. I think the enemy attacked my body, was it last week? No, this week it was one week. I don't know if it was Wednesday. I canceled a show recently, and I was like, oh, my God, I ain't not doing that no more. Even God said, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay. And I believe on Sunday, I mean, I'd be so drained sometime. But God restore it all. God bless. I'm going for real this time. I'm really going for real. I'll be back. Hallelujah. God bless and good night. Thank you for dialing into Indio Kingdom Gospel Radio Network. God bless. Good night.